I'll begin this morning with a reading from Shinran Shonin Shoshinge, and this expresses the meaning of the oneness that we receive when we come together in the Nembutsu. Nembutsu itadaite issho ni naru toyu o kokoro itadaite Shinran Shonin no Shoshinge kara itadakimasu. Please join me in gassho. Gassho onegaishimasu. When the one thought moment of joy arises, Nirvana is attained without severing blind passions. When ignorant and wise and even grave offenders and slanderers of the Dharma all alike turn and enter Shinjin, they are like waters that, on entering the ocean, become one in taste with it. Bonbu mo, Shoja mo, Gogyaku mo, no mono mo, Mina Hongan Kai ni haireba, dono kawa no mizu mo umi ni hairu to hitotsu no aji ni naru you ni hitoshiku tsukuwareru to namandabutsu, 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 namandabutsu. It's wonderful to see you all gathered here this morning for our deceased BWA members' service. This is a wonderful custom that we have here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple of remembering those dear friends, loved ones, family members who have passed over to the shore, having lived a life of the Nembutsu and a life of service through their work in the Buddhist Women's Association. I was recently talking to a friend from another Buddhist tradition about our Buddhist temple here and the different activities we have. And I was explaining we have various activities, including a Buddhist Women's Association. And my friend, who happens to be a woman, her ears kind of perked up and like, Buddhist Women's Association, what do they do? What does it do? まあ、友達がと話し合ったら、ちょうどその友達が仏教の信じる、よその教え、宗派なんですけど、仏教婦人会と話を聞いたら、仏教婦人会は何をしますかと聞かれました。And so I thought about what the things that the Buddhist Women's Association do. And, you know, people might, you know, often when you think of the Buddhist Women's Association, you know, what are the activities that you think of? Oftentimes people think about, you know, the serving of food and beverages, following services. And I think that that's such a wonderful service that the Buddhist Women's Association provides to our Sangha members. So many family members who are grieving the loss of a loved one and planning a service here at the temple have so much on their mind, and there's so much concern, and there's all of the things that need to be handled with a service. And I think I always see this sort of look of relief on their face when they say, oh, well, the Buddhist Women's Association will help with the refreshments. And there's just this, oh, okay, that's one, you know, one less thing that I need to worry about. And that refreshment time following a service is such a wonderful opportunity for people to come together and really comfort each other. There's something very comforting about the Buddhist ritual, about the chanting, about everyone coming forward to offer incense at a memorial service, as we did this morning, remembering those loved ones. But there's also something very comforting of then following the service, walking next door and sitting together, as we'll do this morning, or this afternoon now, following the service. We'll sit together and enjoy the companionship and the comfort and everyday conversation, you know, in the midst of these traumatic times or remembering the loss of loved ones. We have a very powerful feelings come up, and then we're able to go into this safe, comfortable space where we're, in a sense, back to every day, and to see that there's a connection between what we do here in the Hondo and that transition into our everyday lives. And I feel that that's what the Buddhist Women's Association provides here in our Sangha, that transition. The coffee in the mornings following our everyday Sunday services, otoki and things, helping out with those things, even if it's not the Buddhist Women's Association responsibility. So many of you are there, stepping up and helping out, to make that transition between the life of the Dharma and the life of everyday life, make that one. I'm reminded often of Richard Ferrella. Many of you know Richard Ferrella. He's one of our very active members of Buddhist Education. Every Wednesday night seminar, he's there. If maybe he's only the only one who it seems like he might be the only one who's going to show up, but then usually a few other people will trickle in. Yuko's usually there. Chikako-san's usually there. But Richard's always there. And he's also one of the members who really goes out to greet our people here when they come, new people who come. He sort of makes a beeline for new people, and he talks to them, and he welcomes them. And he always tells a story of his encounter with our Sangha. Maybe you've heard him tell this story. He says, you know, I came here, I wasn't really sure what Jodo Shinshu was. I didn't know about the Nembutsu, but I was interested in Buddhism, and I came here, and the food was really good. And they kept feeding me, and everyone was really nice. He always tells that story. The food was really good, and they kept feeding me, and everyone was really nice. And, you know, to me, that's such an important part of our Sangha. You know, I think, you know, people come for the Dharma, and they stay for the food for so many of our services. And so many people who come here for the first time, so many people, not just at this temple, but at so many temples who've embraced the life of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism have, you know, they've come to a temple and they really like the food. And there's something about that that brings people back. It's a flavor. And it's not just the way the food tastes, although it's certainly prepared and served in an absolutely delicious way, but it's the environment in which you enjoy food that makes all the difference in terms of your experience of it. If you're in a comfortable, welcoming place, the food is delicious, you can have the most, you know, deluxe, professionally prepared meal, but, you know, if you're having a fight with your husband or your wife, you know, you're not going to enjoy that, you know. And so it's creating not just the food, but that experience of enjoying it together. And that's a flavor. That's the flavor of the community, the flavor of the Nembutsu.
まあ、このどんなに美味しいものを、居心地の良くないところで食べたら美味しくないですね。 どの食べ物でも居心地のいい環境だったらもっと美味しくいただけるんですね。それは一つの味わいですね。その仲間の味わい。で、ここに来たら、ここのお時を参加したら、その食べ物は確かに美味しいですけど、その雰囲気が歓迎されてる、心の居心地のいい雰囲気ですから、もっともっと美味しくいただける。それはお念仏の味わい。 お念仏の味、仏教婦人会が作っていただいている一つの大切な存在だと思います。親鸞聖人
in this passage that I read at the start of my talk, he talks about how when one thought moment of joy arises, nirvana is attained without severing blind passions. And then he says that when ignorant and wise, even grave offenders and slanderers of the Dharma, all of us, just as we are, even though we're foolish, even though we might make some mistakes, when we all turn and enter Shinji, when we all turn our hearts toward the teaching of the Buddha, then we are like waters that, on entering the ocean, become one in taste with it. So we all come here to the temple with our own experiences, with our own week that we've had, sometimes happy, sometimes grumpy, but we come together and we experience this teaching of the Buddha, and we become one in taste with that experience, that flavor of patience, of kindness, of the Nembutsu. This year we remember one new name who's been added to the list, Mrs. Jane Sakai. She had a service here earlier this year, and I had the opportunity to spend some time with her family, and I remember her son Bob telling me that she loved to talk to people. She was so welcoming and so friendly. And she would never say, take me home. I want to go home. I'm tired. She just wanted to stay and chat and to converse. And to me, as we remember her, person who's passed over to the other shore, talking with her friends and family, people who knew her, I think she was one who was one of the delicious chefs of the Nembutsu who created that flavor here at the temple. Kindness, of welcoming, of being interested and talking to people that makes all of the people who come through these doors feel welcome together in the Nembutsu. And that's something we become one in taste with the Dharma and one in taste with the friends that we join together with here. Each, like many ingredients in a delicious chirashi sushi. You've got the mushrooms and the egg and the kamaboko, and it all comes together to create one delicious flavor. We are the same way, bringing our own unique ingredients to create this delicious flavor of the Dharma that we enjoy here at the temple. Ma koko de minna sorezore no aji, kamaboko no aji, shiitake no aji, tamago no aji ga tomo ni natte hitotsu no chirashi sushi no oishii aji ni narimasu ne. Tomo ni watashi sorezore no jinsei no aji ga atte, koko ni haitte hotoke sama no minori, buppo no aji to natte, tomo ni ajiwaeru koto ga dekimasu. So I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to participate in this meaningful remembrance today. And I'll conclude my talks with, once again, the words of Shinran Shoni. I invite you to join me in Gassho. When the one thought moment of joy arises, nirvana is attained without severing blind passions. When ignorant and wise, even grave offenders and slanderers of the Dharma, all alike turn and enter Shinjin, they are like waters that, on entering the ocean, become one in taste with it.
Bonbu mo, shōja mo, gogyaku no mono mo, hōbō no mono mo, mina hongan kai ni haireba, dono kawa no mizu mo, umi ni hairu to, hitotsu no aji ni naru youni, hitoshiku, skuwareru to, naman dabutsu, naman dabutsu, naman dabutsu, naman dabutsu, namo amida butsu, namo amida butsu, namo amida butsu.